Now, when we go from atom to a molecule, then the solutions of the Schrödinger equation become molecular orbitals. So these capital psi now become molecular orbitals. When we are making our molecular orbital, what we're doing is we're adding together the atomic orbitals of each of the atoms that are put in to make up the molecule. Now, it's a mathematical equation, so what we're doing mathematically is we are adding and subtracting the atomic orbitals that go in. So here I've got a hydrogen atom on the left-hand side, a hydrogen atom on the right-hand side, at the distance that is appropriate to the molecule of hydrogen. On the left-hand side, we've taken a slice through a 1s orbital, and we're indicating the phase by the sign. So here we're saying we've got a positive phase s orbital, and this is through the s orbital sitting on the second hydrogen atom. Now, when the two positive phases interact, there's a constructive interference, so we get bonding between the two hydrogen atoms. In contrast, if we combine positive phase with negative phase, then where they combine, we end up with a null. So this is referred to as a bonding orbital because we're getting some bonding between the two hydrogen atoms. This is referred to as an antibonding orbital because there's zero bonding occurring between the two atoms. Now, the nomenclature that we use then, when we're indicating an antibonding orbital, we'll put a star beside the name for the orbital. The sigma is indicating the symmetry of the orbital. And that is to do with when we take a slice through here and look at it from down the actual x-axis, we would see a circle. So you can imagine if you've got an s orbital, it's sitting at that hydrogen atom there, and we're overlapping with an s orbital there, so there'll be circles on sides, so when they combine and overlap together, and you take a slice through there, you would see a circle. And conversely over here, okay, you've got a null there, but as soon as you move away from the null again, you've got a circle of electron density.